Good morning, it's April 18th, and this is your daily brief in UK news. Here's everything you need to know. In a striking turn of events, renowned British actor Hugh Grant has reached a significant settlement in his privacy lawsuit against the Sun tabloid's publisher, News Group Newspapers, or NGN, over allegations of unlawful information gathering. This case sheds light on the darker practices of tabloid journalism, involving accusations of phone tapping and even burglary. Grant's decision to settle was driven by a legal strategy known as a Part 36 offer, designed to encourage early settlement to avoid the steep costs of going to trial. Despite his reluctance, Grant described the settlement as enormous, highlighting the financial pressures that influenced his decision. This move has sparked concerns among other public figures, notably Prince Harry, who may feel compelled to follow suit due to the daunting prospect of legal expenses. NGN, on the other hand, maintains its innocence, arguing that the settlement was a pragmatic decision for both parties and suggesting that the lawsuits are attempts to target the tabloid press. Yet, the implications of Grant's settlement extend beyond his case alone, potentially affecting the legal strategies of others, including Prince Harry, who continues his own legal battle against NGN. This situation underscores the complex dynamics of legal disputes with major publishers, and the difficult decisions public figures must make when confronting the power of the press. The outcome of these legal actions, particularly Prince Harry's ongoing lawsuit, remains uncertain. But Grant's settlement undoubtedly marks a pivotal moment in the broader narrative of privacy rights versus tabloid journalism. In a landmark move, the UK Parliament has set the stage for a smoke-free future, passing a groundbreaking bill aimed at incrementally raising the minimum age for purchasing tobacco. This legislation, approved by a commanding majority of 383 votes, seeks to usher in a new era of public health by creating a smoke-free generation by 2027, despite facing initial resistance from within the ranks of the Conservative Party. The legislation mandates a yearly increase in the minimum age to buy tobacco, a strategy designed to gradually phase out smoking among the youth. This approach is not without precedent. It mirrors an earlier initiative by New Zealand, which, however, was later abandoned due to the economic implications of tobacco tax revenue. The UK's bold step has ignited a debate on the balance between public health and fiscal policy. Yet, the path to implementation may be fraught with legal challenges. Concerns have been raised about potential age discrimination and the necessity for the law to be proportional in its objectives. These legal hurdles could pose significant obstacles to the law's execution, highlighting the complex interplay between health initiatives and legal frameworks. The proposal has elicited a broad range of reactions from the political spectrum, with some parties throwing their support behind the bill, while others have voiced their objections. This division underscores the contentious nature of tobacco control measures and their implications for society. Looking beyond the UK, the initiative has found resonance in Belgium, where similar smoke-free proposals have been advocated by health organisations like Stichting Tegen Kanker. However, these proposals too face their share of challenges, including political opposition and legal concerns over age discrimination. Suzanne Gabriels from Stichting Tegen Kanker has praised the UK's initiative, viewing it as a strong statement against the historical oversight of unrestricted tobacco sales, signalling a significant shift in the global fight against smoking. In a decisive clash on April 17, 2024, Chelsea women's team showcased their prowess by securing a commanding 3-0 victory over Aston Villa, propelling them to the pinnacle of the Women's Super League. The match took a dramatic turn early on when Aston Villa's goalkeeper was sent off, giving Chelsea a significant advantage. Amy Beaver-Jones broke the deadlock with a stunning volley. Micah Hermano doubled the lead before halftime, and Kadisha Buchanan sealed the win with a third goal post-interval. Despite numerous chances, Chelsea couldn't extend their lead, but the win was enough to overtake Manchester City on goal difference at the top of the table. Aston Villa, despite the setback of an early red card and challenges posed by illness and injuries in their squad, put up a commendable defensive effort. However, Chelsea's quality shone through, with their victory not just a testament to their attacking flair, but also highlighting their solid home game performance. This win sets a confident tone for Chelsea as they prepare for their upcoming Champions League semi-final clash against Barcelona. Moreover, the match underscored the vital role of Caterina Macario in Chelsea's success, marking a significant moment in their campaign to retain supremacy in the Women's Super League. Britain's inflation rate has decelerated to 3.2% in March, marking the slowest pace of price increases in over 2 years. This development comes amidst a global context where inflation rates have been a critical concern for policymakers and the public alike. The slight deceleration from February's 3.4% to 3.2% in March, although modest, signals a potential shift in the economic landscape, with the rate slightly exceeding the Bank of England and economists' forecast of 3.1%. Core inflation, which provides a clearer picture by excluding volatile food and energy prices, currently stands at 4.2%, underscoring the underlying pressures still at play. Economists are now adjusting their lenses, anticipating inflation could ease further in the coming months, potentially dipping below the Bank of England's 2% target. This optimism is partly fueled by expectations of lower domestic energy bills, contributing to a further reduction in inflation rates. Despite this anticipated easing, the Bank of England has held its key interest rate steady at 5.25% for the fifth consecutive meeting, signalling a cautious approach to monetary policy adjustments. Comparatively, the US witnessed a rise in inflation to 3.5% in March, highlighting divergent economic dynamics between the US and Europe that could influence future interest rate paths. The UK's economic indicators present a mixed bag, with a slight uptick in unemployment to 4.2% and signs of a cooling labour market, yet an increase in job vacancies suggests resilience. Chancellor of the Exchequer, Jeremy Hunt, has interpreted these latest figures as encouraging for British finances. However, the Bank of England's cautious stance, driven by concerns over potential payment defaults among Britons, adds layers of complexity to the economic outlook. As the UK navigates these uncertain waters, the interplay between inflation rates, interest rate decisions, and labour market dynamics will be crucial in shaping the country's economic recovery trajectory. In a contentious move that has sparked debate across political and legal arenas, the UK government's ambitious plan to deport asylum seekers to Rwanda faces significant hurdles. This policy, aimed at deterring illegal immigration, has collided with a wall of legal challenges, including decisive rulings from the Court of Appeal and the Supreme Court, which found the strategy to be unlawful. These judicial decisions underscore the complexities of implementing such a polarizing policy. The opposition isn't limited to the courts, it extends to the halls of Parliament, where concerns about the safety and potential persecution of refugees in Rwanda have led to a robust debate. The House of Lords, reflecting these apprehensions, has introduced amendments to the Safety of Rwanda Bill, effectively sending it back to the House of Commons for further examination. This legislative back and forth highlights the deep divisions over the policy's ethical and legal implications. Despite these setbacks, the government's resolve remains unshaken. Officials are pushing ahead with plans to start deportation flights to Rwanda by this spring, signalling a commitment to the policy despite the legal and ethical controversies it has ignited. However, this determination faces potential obstacles from the European Court of Human Rights, which could intervene and delay the flights further. The looming possibility of appeals and judicial reviews threatens to extend the timeline for deportations, adding another layer of uncertainty to the process. The debate over the UK's deportation plan to Rwanda raises critical questions about human rights and the treatment of asylum seekers. With the policy's legality and morality under scrutiny, the coming months are poised to be a pivotal period in the ongoing saga of the UK's efforts to manage asylum seeking and immigration through controversial means. This has been your daily brief in UK news. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.